I think the most important way to connect with people is by building community for them, because you're building a safe space. As you're building that community, you have to start thinking about, how can you help the people around you? You need a roommate? Oh yeah, someone in Mountain Gate needs a roommate. Like, connect. You're looking for an amazing UX designer? Like, that's an amazing UX designer who's a part of the community. Connect.
I'm Alex Blumberg, host of the podcast Startup, and you're listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. I have a really exciting LA Tech event spotlight for you today. I went to this incredible dinner party. I can't wait to share it with you. It's called Mountain Gate. It sounds so fancy, so formal, so elite, so exclusive. I got recommended to meet this girl, Sophia, multiple times. It kept coming at me from everywhere. And this whole thing called Mountain Gate. And honestly, when you don't know what Mountain Gate is at all I pictured was this like huge gate. I didn't even know, was it in San Francisco? Was it in LA? Am I going to New York? Like, where am I going for this, like, you know, land of Mountain Gates? And then I go to this dinner party and I see it's this super cool, curated, connective experience of incredible people based on a theme to have really intelligent, sophisticated conversations in order for us all to propel forward. I sound like a commercial, but it really was something meaningful in my life. And I am so excited to welcome Sophia to the show. Hi.
You want to make me cry?
Oh,
that
stop.
Was so sweet.
Well, it was great. It's like, you don't have to do Mountain Gate.
No,
right?
I guess not.
I mean, you even said it on stage, you guys. I have a job.
Yeah. It's funny. People think it's my full-time thing.
Yeah. It looks like a full-time thing. So go ahead, introduce yourself and tell us, what is Mountain Gate?
Yeah. So I'm Sophia Parsa. I'm born and raised in LA. And so just for that, LA is super important to me, right? I'm the co-founder and CEO of an app called Toot. And this is something that just happened on a total whim. It was an accident.
And what's so crazy is you were even listed on Forbes 30 Under 30. And Toot, just for those of you who don't know, is a text messaging service where you could get essentially on-demand tutoring.
Yep. On-demand homework help in math and science. So, you know, I was missing sort of that. I was looking for more friends who are like founders, who are creative, like-minded type people who are working on their own thing, and like the struggle is real, right?
Yeah,
and so
yeah,
like 100%. I just want to bounce off ideas with, like, these great people in the community, and there's really not a place where you can do that authentically,
right?
I think, right? And at least I haven't been. If you know of any, let me know. So I had one dinner party at my home.
This is about a year ago.
Okay. It's last April-ish, June. And someone was coming into town and I was a part of a different group, and they said, who wants to have a dinner party together? And I thought, I do. Why not?
You know, right,
dinner parties are great.
Yeah.
And we were working together to figure out like different locations, different restaurants to do this. Let's get 20 people together who are in LA, founders, investors, creatives, whatever, people working on their own projects, and just like meet for dinner for one night and see what happens from there. And we went looking everywhere, like restaurants, venues, you name it. And it was just so expensive for no reason.
Right? Yeah,
just
totally.
Like, and everyone wanted minimums. They wanted credit cards and deposits. And like, I didn't know who was coming.
Right.
Like, I didn't know who would bail.
LA.
It's LA.
Yeah.
You know, like all of a sudden you look at your like Google Maps and you're like, 30 minutes. Like, I'm just going to stay home. You
know? Totally.
So we decided to do it in my backyard. And like, I live in Mountain Gate. It's a gated community in LA. And we have an amazing view of all of LA, which is kind of interesting. You're like at the top of a mountain. And in a way, it's gated because in order to come, you have to be invited by someone who's already a part of the community.
Right.
And like, it is vetted. So we did this dinner. At the end of the dinner, people were like, okay, I want to connect with this person. I want to connect with that person. My inbox was flooding. And I was like, guys, like, I have a job. Like, I have a day job.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all of a sudden, I was this, like, connector. Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I was like, I'm just going to put everyone in a Facebook group.
Yeah.
And we're going to call it Mountain Gate, for lack of a better
title. But you could only get in this Facebook group if you've been to one of the dinner parties.
Yeah.
And if you flaked on it, you do not
you
get,
don't
in
get in. You don't get in. It's funny because people buy tickets and they're like, okay, now I'm in. I'm like, nope, you got to come to the dinner.
Yeah.
Right? So we put everyone in this Facebook group. what was supposed to be a 20 person event was 60. So we had 60 people in a Facebook right. group. And naturally, when you put people in a room together, conversation starts to flow. Right. So people were asking for advice for funding, for partnerships, for BD, for like advertisement, for influencers. Right. I mean, like whatever you could think of.
Yeah.
Roommates. That's a big one. Like lots of roommates.
Yeah.
And you know, someone posted on the wall, when's the next dinner? And I was just like, this is so important, right? Like I'm meeting such incredible people. Everyone is so amazing. They're coming to my home. They're being so respectful.
Right.
Right. And it's not like some crazy party, like wine and beer only.
Right.
And you know, everyone's having meaningful conversations and I'm getting emails like, I look forward to this one event because I'm actually having real life conversation.
Yeah. Right.
And so I decided to continue and I put on another dinner, except this time I said, okay, let's have a dinner. Let's invite 60 to 90 people because I know that's how many people want to show up.
And they fit in your yard.
That one was crazy. You came to probably your best one.
Yeah. How many people was it this last one?
130.
Yeah, it was nuts.
It was nuts.
Yeah.
It's hard for me to say no. Like I put a cap on it. What's funny is we put a cap of 70 people for that event.
Yeah.
And it was just like, how can I say no? This is, here's the panel. Like, I don't know when they'll come back. If people in the community need to hear this talk, like I want them to hear it, you know? And so we made it work, but.
Is your mom still the one? Your mom cooked dinner for the first one, right?
My mom cooks dinner.
Because you couldn't find everybody. You couldn't find a restaurant that you felt comfortable with because it just doesn't make sense. People do flake and you didn't know what to expect. So the safest way to do it was like team up with mom, have mom cooking.
Yeah.
Like, and so does your mom still cook all the dinner?
My mom does cook for the dinner. Yeah. So I mean, she did insane. Cook for 130 people last
time. That's insane.
Time. She's like a ninja in the kitchen. Like she's just incredible. This is like her bread and butter is cooking.
She right? even
like
she made loves my favorite it. Rice.
Tachin.
Yeah.
We'll talk about that. So yeah, you know, she cooks for the dinner. It brings her a lot of joy. It gives her something to look forward to too in the month. So like, I'm not going to rob that from her. And frankly, like, people always say the food. It's a right. home-cooked meal. And like, when do you get a home-cooked meal in LA?
Right. It's true.
Hard, right?
It's true.
Especially from a mom.
It's
so,
true.
She does still cook for the dinner.
Each one is themed, right?
Yeah. So now the format is 60 to 90 people, unless like every VC in LA is speaking.
Yeah.
Then there's 130. But, and then we bring experts.
Because
sometimes.
The last one was venture capitalists in LA.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we bring experts in the field. And they're all over. They're music, they're entertainment, they're tech related, they're film. I mean, you name it.
Right.
It's just kind of like broad and it's meant to be sort of industry agnostic so that we can get a really cool group of people in the room.
Yeah.
Not just techie people, not just creative people. And like,
totally.
I think when you bring the two together and there's this like beautiful hybrid.
Yeah.
Like things start to happen.
Yeah.
You know? So we bring 69 people together for dinner, bring an expert and the remainder of the profit goes to a nonprofit in LA, like a local cause.
So that's one thing I wanted to talk to you about and something that I have a lot of respect for you for. So I'm not even sure if you're aware, but I've been running the We Are LA Tech Experience Club since June 2015. As of now, I put the club on hiatus because I couldn't sustain it because I wasn't charging enough.
Sure.
And when I saw that you were charging, I had a lot of admiration for you because I'm like, here she is putting something together. Mm-hmm. She values herself and she values what she's doing and she knows that it needs to be sustained and she's charged. And it wasn't crazy expensive, but it's not cheap either.
Right.
And it gave me a lot of respect for you as a fellow female entrepreneur. And it's something that I don't do well in my entrepreneurial endeavors. So where did you come to the amount to charge? Was it hard for you to charge? And then where does that money go?
Yeah.
What's the story of the money?
So, of course, it's like uncomfortable to charge, but it's not like I'm having a 10-person dinner.
Yeah.
Right? Like I'm not saying, oh, 10 people come over and pay $50. Yeah. Right? Like I'm having close to 100 people at my house and like I love LA so much, but like not enough where I'm like going to be hosting everyone for dinner, you know, out of my own startup money pocket.
Right.
So,
amen.
I mean, my salary is not the greatest. So the original price was $30.
Yeah.
You were lucky if you get to come at that point. But demand started to rise.
The original price for the club, by the way, $35 a month as well.
Because it feels like, you know, no one knows what this is. Why would they come?
100%.
Yeah.
100%.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but then, like, once people do come and once they see the value out of it, you just start to pick it up a little bit. And at some point, like, I only have a certain amount of time to do this, and it has to be worth my time too. And it is in many ways, but like I need to justify it, right? Like
I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. So like the amazing network that I've grown from it, I've met like, 800 people that I didn't know last year, all in 1 year because of these dinners, right? That's super, super important to me, to my business, to my friends, like everything, right? Like it just, it's my everything. I found a passion in community building because of this thing.
Totally.
Right? But at the end of the day, like this isn't my job, my full-time job. Right. And like, I need to make sure that I'm justifying
where,
it.
Where does the money go? And you also say you contribute a portion of it to charity. And then how many people support you in putting this together? And how much time does it take?
Yeah. So the money goes towards the food, the prep. So we have people who help, right?
Right.
Like clean, et cetera.
Yeah, of course.
The alcohol that comes, except for last time we sponsored it.
Yeah.
And then from there, and also like my little brother and his friends who helped me like run the show.
You enlisted your brother.
Pay my mom for cooking, you know, like all this stuff. And then so 10% of the ticket profit goes to the nonprofit.
Yeah.
And sometimes it just depends. Like sometimes it's more than that. Like if I can cover all the basics, then like I'll give more percentage away.
Do you, and I'm asking this for a very specific reason, do you make a profit on the event?
Not yet, but like...
Oh, you don't?
Like a little bit. It's nothing crazy.
No, but still, you make something.
Yeah.
Do you feel any guilt associated with that profit?
No.
I love that.
Why would you?
I think I do. Yeah. I feel guilt associated when I make any profit. And that's why I had to put the club on hiatus.
Yeah.
Because like what I admire about you as an entrepreneur is that you recognize what you need to do to make something sustainable. And that's why I want to share this piece of the story.
Yeah.
I think it's important to understand when we as entrepreneurs don't value ourselves enough or our work or feel these unnecessary emotions of guilt like I feel.
Yeah.
This thing that is creating such a tremendous positive impact in people's lives, like the We Are LA Tech Experience Club has. People have met their investors, they've met their co-founders, they've met their roommates. We have relationships out of it, like boyfriend, girlfriends, like engagements.
Yeah.
Like recently I heard 2 people are engaged.
So cute.
Crazy, right? The kind of impact that I've been blessed to have a part in creating over the past 2 years is wild. And that I didn't value my own entity in a financial way enough, it simply can't move forward because it wasn't sustainable.
Yeah.
So what makes me respect you so much as an entrepreneur and why I encourage this story and why I'm sharing my own vulnerability is because anybody who's in kind of like the place that I'm in and gets to hear the power that you have, look, that she gets to continue putting together these incredible dinner parties that are positively impacting people's lives because she's making sure it's valued every step of the way.
Yeah.
And she's making sure everybody, including herself, is taken care of. Where I didn't do that. And I think there's a lot of people like me that need to see an example. Like right now, you are a mentor to all of us. You're a mentor to everybody listening. You're a mentor to me of like, it's okay to sustain something and feel great about it and even make a little bit on top and then some and let it grow. And I think that's an important story to hear.
Sure.
I think.
Yeah, no, it is. I think like it's not like a couple $100 is not like the full motivation for me to do this.
Yeah.
Right. Like the motivation for me is really like this is important for LA.
Right.
Otherwise, like, why am I wasting my time?
Totally. But like a huge difference, and you wouldn't know this, the club members know this, is I actually did spend my startup money or whatever you want to call it. I spent my own money. I've been in the red for 2 years because I believed in something so much. You're smarter than me. You're like, no. I'm not going in the red. I think this club would still exist if I had that same mentality. And so what a shame for the people out there doing the good work like you and I are doing that are in my shoes and not your shoes. Sure. I want them to jump over to your shoes, you know, and be like, it's cool. Like charge what you need to charge.
Yeah,
like,
to
make it possible.
Yeah. I mean, look, like there's lots of like, there's tables, there's chairs, there's all these things that we needed to invest in order to like, so there's profit paying myself back for a lot of the things that I put into.
Amen.
But like eventually, of course, right. There will be a little bit of a profit and I'm not trying to make it a business, right? Like this is purely.
But even if, like, let's celebrate. Even if you made a lot of money on it, like, let's celebrate that.
Yeah.
Like, let's abolish like this guilt associated with profit.
Right.
And you know, I'm so thankful that you don't have that hang up, but like, I know that a lot of people do. So I just wanted to put myself out there to, you know, for the people that I do, it's not easy to be this honest or to be vulnerable,
yeah.
but like, I know that there's a lot of people like me that will like, by hearing your strength, they'll be like, oh, wait, okay, let me just step back and reassess like how I'm doing this whole thing.
Yeah.
And it is okay for me to be okay while I'm helping other people's lives to be okay.
It's important to be comfortable with what you're charging, right?
Yeah.
Like, I know that going out to dinner in LA is not cheap. If you're bringing
yeah.
someone, if you're taking care of your like plus one, like,
yeah.
okay, you're going to spend like $50.
Totally.
Right? Like,
yeah.
no matter what. Maybe
yeah.
if it's even like the Uber there, et cetera, like whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're going to spend $50 on a dinner. Well, you can just come here.
Yeah.
Right. And you can have an amazing dinner.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Right? You can,
it's by your mom.
It's mom's cooking. And you're going to meet a bunch of people that you wouldn't have otherwise at that dinner.
Totally.
That you were going to go to. And you'll probably return that money returns. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Totally.
Like, you're going to meet someone who's going to probably bring you something.
Totally.
Where it gets paid off.
Totally.
You know, like,
and the most incredibly seasoned venture capitalists were at this dinner. You'll meet
yeah.
the people that otherwise you wouldn't even have access to.
Right.
Let's get into, before we start to wrap it up, one thing is, do you have any tips on effective networking? Because the word networking is so gross, right?
Yeah.
And so people, you're saying that you spend the money and you come and you're going to get that money back. But how do you communicate with the strangers you meet at a party effectively?
For one, I think the best way is to build community.
Yeah.
In whatever way that means. If that's a salon, if that's a dinner series, if it's a pod, like whatever it is,
yeah.
podcast. I think the most important way to connect with people is by building community for them.
Yeah.
Because you're building a safe space.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, my tips on that is, as you're building that community, you have to start thinking about, how can you help the people around you? So for me, it's really easy because I see the things that come through Mountain Gate's Facebook wall and I'm like, remember to keep tabs on the things that I can help on, right?
Yeah.
So I'm like, oh, you need a roommate? Oh yeah, someone at Mountain Gate needs a roommate. Like, connect,
yeah.
right? Or like, you're looking for an amazing UX designer? Like, that's an amazing UX designer who's a part of the community. Connect.
Yeah, yeah,
right?
yeah, yeah,
like,
yeah.
And that's one. The second is just to remember to keep in touch. I know it's the hardest thing ever.
Yeah.
It's so hard. Like, look, we have 1,000 people have had dinner with us now. I don't know everyone personally
right.
at this point.
Right.
But like, starting to do, to be better about that, starting to like reach out and like figure out how I can help those people. It's amazing. When you say, how can I help you? Like, what comes right back?
Totally.
So, you know, being more of like, not necessarily being like a giver, but like learning how to give and receive as well.
100%.
Right?
I love that advice.
Yeah.
And you guys, if you haven't heard of it, there's a tool called Contactually. Contactually is great to help you with like follow up via email and things like that.
I need that.
Yeah, it's funny. I've had it for years and it's just like sends you reminders like you haven't followed up with this person in a while or
right.
how about this particular topic idea? So the very last question that everybody's been waiting for is, how do they get to go to a Mountain Gate party? And is there a place to check out Mountain Gate online?
So there's no website and that's really on purpose. Like, I do want it to be a very authentic community. And I think the minute you bring websites and you bring venues and things like that, it's not like a dinner party anymore.
Right,
it's
right.
more of like a networking event. So I'm being very careful about that. But if you want to come, you can just email me like a quick like bio. Typically, if you're a founder, it just like comes right
yeah.
through. But yeah, you can email me at Sophia. It's Sophia at toot.us.
Mm-hmm.
And just tell me why you want to come, you know, and we'll go from there. I mean, you can check out the Facebook group. You won't be able to access it, but you'll be able to see who's in it. If you go to Facebook and you search Mountain Gate, one word, in groups.
So one word, no space.
No space,
okay.
Just Mountain Gate. In groups, you'll find it and you'll probably see a couple friends. If you're in LA, that's for sure. Everyone's like a connection away.
Yeah.
You'll find some friends on there, I'm sure. Ask them to reach out to me as well. It's really helpful when someone, a part of the community, is like, this person should come.
Right.
Then
100%.
I'm like, of course. Like,
yeah.
They're your friend. You're a great person. You're here. Like, they're a great person, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So.
I know I brought someone with me. I was like, and it was nice because you didn't just say, yeah, bring someone. You're like, they had to go through the exact same process I went through. And she wanted to make sure that they were like the right curated person that had a good heart, that like was really like dedicated to living like a solid entrepreneurial life.
And I'm seeing him on Tuesday. We're going to get coffee.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lewis. Hey, I have to do a shout out to Lewis.
Yeah,
Lewis
definitely.
Has the coolest company. It's called Refill Fuel. He's been on the show. It's just, it's on-demand gas service. So like literally I was at Kevin Winston. I don't know if you guys know Kevin Winston. Kevin Winston runs Digital LA. I was at Kevin Winston's birthday party and my car was outside and Lewis stopped by. I was like, I need gas. And like, I literally could just use Refill and my car had a full tank by the time I left.
Amazing.
It's so cool.
So good.
So he may have a promo if you use We Are LA Tech. Honestly, I'm not sure. Maybe after he hears this episode, he'll put one up for you guys, but it's worth it. And did you know the gas is cheaper through him than even at a gas station?
I didn't. And that's like the perfect, but done. Like done deal. Done,
yeah. So shout out there. But yeah, you guys, connect with Sophia. Check out the Facebook group. Mountain Gate's great. Do you know what upcoming themes you have or when do you pick out the themes?
Literally like 2 weeks before. Like everyone gets the invite 2 weeks before the event because I'm literally coming up with these things like 2 weeks before.
Yeah.
So
are they things that you personally feel passionate about?
I have to be interested in it.
Yeah.
Right. Or I have to feel that the group, the community, be interested. Like I'll get calls and people are like, what do you think about this talk? And I'm just like, that sounds great, you know, like salon talk, but like I don't know that I can convince 60 people that they need to be at this type of
event.
So typically the topics come either from me and my personal network or like some people in the community say, we should really do a talk on like social impact or we should really do a talk on space.
Right.
And from there, usually that person is really passionate about that thing. Right.
Yeah.
And so they'll be like, and this is who should speak.
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah.
And so it's done pretty quickly. Like it's, you know, all I have is like someone who reaches out and I'm like, great, be a co-host. Right.
Yeah.
Because you're so passionate about this event.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
So I make them a co-host. I ask them to help me curate the speakers and then I'll look at my own network and see if I can bring someone else to the table.
Yeah.
And then they help me come together with like the group of people that should be invited as well, like the newcomers. Right.
Yeah.
And that's it. And so
I really think how you run things is it's just awesome.
Thanks.
Well, it's not
smart. It's just that like I realize that I have like my startup, you know, and like I can't spend hours on this project. Right.
Right.
Like the setup is an hour before the event. My co-hosts come over.
Yeah.
We set up the tables.
Yeah.
And I have like someone who helps us. Yeah. Right. We clean, set up everything. And then everyone takes it down like as a community. Like people come and they start packing up the chairs. They start packing up the seats.
Yeah.
They fold the tablecloths and it's so cool. You know, like everyone just wants to help.
Yeah.
And it's really like, it doesn't take too much time. So why not? Like I should keep doing it. And
you keep it super low key too. You use Venmo to accept the dinner payment.
we'll change that eventually. It's just like, I haven't had time to think about
it. But I like that you just keep it super basic.
Yeah.
Like let's just get the dinner party done.
Yeah. I mean, everyone has Venmo, I hope.
Yeah.
And easy way to pay.
Yeah. Anyway, thank you so much for sharing Mountain Gate. I'm so glad I got to experience it myself. And you guys definitely connect. Like I said, the Facebook group Mountain Gate, no space, or email Sophia directly. Her email will be in the show notes. You guys are awesome. I'll hear you guys, talk to you guys. See you guys in the next episode. Bye.
Bye.
When I was a little girl playing in my father's office, I dreamed of learning how to code. But my dad wasn't a coder, he was a businessman, and I never got to learn how, and it's been something that I've been curious about my whole life. And now, like, this whole world is startup and tech crazy, and I just want to know how to code too. Hack Reactor makes coding professionally go from being a dream and something that you just desire to have to really being a legitimate programmer. You could get a job straight away after. Even if you've been curious and you want to improve your skills and you're working in the marketing department and you happen to have to learn how to do HTML and you want to take your steps that much further, you got to check out Hack Reactor. Hack Reactor is the trusted environment, academic level education to go to become the best programmer that you could possibly be. Not only will you get the education, but you'll get the support from them to make sure that you're not alone in the journey. HackReactor.com.
We Are LA Tech, hosted by Esprit Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.